Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. This is your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com. I'm so excited that you've come online and you've listened to my show right now. Listen, I got a very special episode for you today. Today is about what is robbing you from the results that you deserve. You know, every now and again, you have stuff in life that just hits you from out of left field, and you didn't see it coming, and it just sends you in a downward spiral. Suddenly, work gets really tough, or maybe, you know, one day you just forget to go to the gym, or you get off of your meal or your eating plan. Maybe you go on a vacation and you just didn't do as well as you wanted to with sticking with your program. No biggie, man. No biggie. You got to forget about it, and you got to keep going, right? Same with sometimes. I even have clients who experience a death in the family, and sometimes it just takes them in an awful tailspin downward. Or maybe something happens, like they lose their job, and you know what happens is some people decide to let their health go with it. No, you can't do that, because you know the one thing that you have is your health. And no matter how bad life gets for you, you've got to do whatever it takes to keep that up, to be in the best health humanly possible. Because no matter what your financial situation, no matter how busy you are, there are ways. You can find ways to stay in shape. I know clients and students who have been in some of the worst, most dire situations, both financially, in their relationships, in their family, in their careers, be able to still create amazing health, create the body of their dreams, no matter what. And that's one of the biggest keys to being able to do that, is being able to overcome any obstacle that you get hit with. Let me tell you about a story of something that just happened to me 2 days ago. For the first time in my life, I got robbed. That's right, I got robbed. I was at the gym getting a workout in broad daylight, had my car parked out in a parking lot right in the middle of a street. I mean, everybody could see it. I mean, it's right in the middle of everything, and yet I got robbed. The robbers just came in, popped the cylinder lock right in my door handle, gained entry into my vehicle, took my wallet, my phone right out of the center console in my car, and I didn't even know about it until I got done with my workout. 45 minutes later, I jump in my car, my wallet and my phone is gone, and I knew it. I've never been robbed before, but I knew that's what happened. So what did I do? I immediately went through the painstaking process of canceling all the credit cards that were in the wallet, calling my insurance company, calling LifeLock, filing a police report, doing everything that I was supposed to. Called the wireless cellular company, looked at my phone up on my tracking app on my iPad, set the self-destruct button on it, set the lock and loss mode on it so they couldn't use it, put it on the block list. I mean, you name it. I did everything. And it was a good 3.5-4 hour process. And when it was all over, God, I was just pissed. I was really, really pissed. But you know what? The very next morning, what did I do? I immediately went to the store, shelled out the $400 to get myself a replacement phone, the same exact one. Luckily, I had backed up my phone just before I went to the gym, so I was able to fully restore my phone right back to where it was, and I've got my appointment set for the DMV so I can get my driver's license again. And you know what? That cash that I lost a lot of cash in my wallet. Well, guess what? I'm just going to have to make that up, and I will. And ever since getting my phone, since the very next day, I was able to get a replacement phone. My voicemail was able to come back online. I was able to accept phone calls. Life was virtually back to normal, and unfortunately I was able to find another debit card and credit card that I could use, and I had some cash at home that I could use, so my life was okay. I didn't let it impact me. Now, what's the moral of the story? Well, how do we relate this to your fitness and getting your ultimate dream body on a vegan diet? Well, number one, you know, something's going to happen in your life. It always does. Something tragic will probably happen in your life at one point. I'm not saying you're going to get robbed or anything like that, but you know what? Something that is going to hit you so hard that it's going to put your health possibly in the back burner. And when that happens, like for example, you go on a vacation. A lot of times when people go on vacation, they completely let their fitness and their nutrition plan just go. And when they get back, they don't get back quickly. And when they don't get back quickly, then guess what? Their body suffers and so does their health. Or we've got the holidays right around the corner. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. We've got the Christmas holidays, all the parties that you're going to go to. Usually this is the time of year when most people just let their health and their fitness completely go out the door. And it usually is sparked by one big event, usually Thanksgiving. For a lot of people, they do Thanksgiving and then they never get back on the fitness wagon after that. Well, here's the thing. When you get hit with something tragic or hard to deal with in your life that takes you away from your fitness routine and your nutrition plan, you get right back to the gym as quickly as possible, just like I did. You know, I got hit with something major in my life that was going to affect my personal life and my professional life, but you know what? I didn't let it stop me. The very next day, I found a replacement for my phone. Boom, got a replacement for my my cards, and got an appointment set up at the DMV so I could get my life right back on schedule. Same with your eating. You get right to the gym, guess what? Your eating's going to follow right away. You don't let tragic events stop you from achieving your fitness goals. You can get right back on it and you'll feel great from it. Number three, learn from it. My lessons learned. I learned a lot. Number one, about my car, I learned how vulnerable my car is. You know, I didn't think that it would be so easy for a thief to just literally gain entry to my car with just probably a simple screwdriver. I mean, literally, that's probably all they use, is just pop the cylinder lock right in. They're able to open my door. That was a big learn for me. And so what do I got to do? That told me that, you know what, I didn't invest in the right tools to avoid this stuff. You know, I don't intend for this to happen in the future, but you know what, it might. And the next time it does happen, I want to be prepared. So I decided I'm going to invest in some of the best tools. I went online. I ordered a whole slew of tools that are going to make it nearly impossible for thieves to ever break into my car again, and a few other countermeasures too. They won't be able to break into my car, they won't be able to open my hood, and they won't be able to do a couple other things, including if they do steal my car, they're not going to be able to sell it because I'm going to have all the windows etched with the VIN number. When they do that, it just makes it almost useless. They can't sell it on the black market because, well, the VIN number's etched all over it, and that VIN number is something the cops are going to use to find out if it's a legit car or not. Now, how does that pertain to you? Maybe it's time to invest in some tools that you're not investing in right now. So, you know, if you don't have a high-powered blender to get the very best nutrients or make the most convenient smoothies you can, maybe it's time to invest in that BlendTec or Vitamix blender. Even though it might be an extra additional expense, think of it more of as an investment, just like I am with what I'm going to be doing for my car. Or maybe it's time for you to invest in a new pair of gym shoes. Maybe you've been just running around in the right type of footwear, and maybe the going to the next level with your footwear might change your workout experience. Maybe it's time, if you haven't already, to invest in some personal training or a coach. You know, maybe you've been just going too long doing it on your own, only on your own. You're just not getting the results that you want. Maybe it's time to invest in that coach. If you want some help with that, hit me up. Let me see if I can help you out. Just email me at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com and let's see what we can do together. Next, what else did I learn? Well, I know what not to do. I learned to never, ever leave my phone and my wallet inside my car unless I had a fail-proof way of making sure that's not getting stolen. And guess what? I don't have a fail-proof way of making sure that doesn't get stolen. So guess what I'm not bringing with me, or not leaving in my car ever again? I'm going to bring it with me everywhere I go, wallet and my phone. So that means if I'm going to go to the gym, I obviously don't need a wallet for anything. So I'm not going to bring my wallet. I'll bring my license, but that's it. My phone, you know, I don't need to bring my phone. I've got no reason to have that. So that can stay at home as well. If I've got to use the telephone, well, shoot, I can just use the gym telephone. You know, the whole necessity of bringing a cell phone with me, that's more of a habit than anything else. So I'm just going to leave it at home. I've learned better. So maybe there's a lesson in it for you too with your fitness. Maybe there's some habits that you have every single day that you really don't need, or maybe is not serving you as much anymore. For example, are you someone who typically goes to bed later than you really need to? And you wake up in the morning feeling exhausted, maybe that's something that it might be worth giving up. Who knows? Are you someone who watches a lot of TV and maybe an hour of TV that you could be spending getting a hardcore body transforming workout in that you're not doing on a regular basis? Just throwing out examples. Let's see if you can find areas in your life where you might be able to learn from, throw out some stuff that's not serving you, and replace it with something that will. Now, after I said, I am never, ever, ever, ever going to bring my cell phone or my wallet with me or leave that in the car, I looked back at that and I thought, you know what? There are going to be some situations where I am going to want to put something valuable in the car that I'm not going to be able to carry that with me everywhere I go. I mean, one example is like, what if I go swimming or if I'm at the beach? I don't want to carry like my wallet with me and put that on the sand. I mean, that puts it more at risk than it being in the car. So what do I do about that? Well, I look back at it now and I realize, gosh, you know what? I've got an opportunity to invest in myself even more and invest in some things that are going to make my life even more convenient. You know, convenience is key. And you can do this with fitness too, but let me give you an example of what I did. So I said, gosh, how do I make it convenient for me to store stuff in my car without having to worry about it getting broken into? And let's say somebody does break into my car, how do I ensure that they can't get at the valuable things that I want to keep safe? Well, I can get what's called a vehicle vault. And that's exactly what I did. I spent the money, several hundred dollars, but it's going to be totally worth it to install a vault in my car that you can't remove or pull out of the car. And I can put things in there that unless you've got the right set of tools like a freaking jackhammer or some explosives, you're not going to be able to get into that, right? So, I mean, if they're going to do that, they're going to destroy the car anyway, and they probably still won't be able to get into it. So I got myself a big old vehicle vault that way I can put things that I want to keep safe in that and I can leave it in my car in case I don't ever want to go to the beach. That's going to make my life so much more convenient and also give me a whole lot more peace of mind. Now, you could do the same thing too with your fitness. I mean, if you don't have your convenience tools laid out for you, you know, like let me give you an example, like a protein shaker bottle, a really good protein shaker bottle is an example of something that's going to make your life so much more convenient. Because if you're mixing your protein up and you're only using the blender because you don't have a shaker bottle, get a shaker bottle and get a high quality one. You know, like there's the kind that has the little metal ball. That's a great one. That's an awesome one. Get a high quality one when you do that. If you don't have your set of jars so you can pour your smoothies in and take those wherever you go, get one. If you don't have a really nice lunch bag, you know, the kind with the thermal material around it and your ice blocks and things like that, get one of those. It's going to make your life so much easier if you've got those awesome tools. Here's another one. How about instead of trying to come up with all of your meals all the time, why don't you invest in a vegan raw food delivery service just once in a while, a couple days out of the week, or maybe just one day out of the week to make your life a whole lot easier? Yeah, it's going to cost you some money, but man, the time it's going to save you, the convenience it's going to give you, it's going to be so worth it. And then plus, it's going to be an awesome learning experience for you because you can see how another company who's sole purpose is to make the most delicious, delicious vegan meals possible. Just see how they make their meals. And you might be able to get some ideas. It might change the way you structure your eating so that you can make it be even more delicious and just as nutritious, right? And in future episodes, I'm going to share with you some of my favorite known vegan food delivery services. And also, what about a little home gym setup? Right? Your set of bands, a set of gliding discs, maybe a stability ball. I mean, man, if you miss a workout, it is so nice to be able to fall back on those pieces of equipment because, you know, let's face it, you're going to miss the gym every now and again, and it just might be more convenient if you can stay home and get a little quick and easy 30-minute workout in. You know, why don't you also, while you're at it, invest in my Thomas Timer app. Just go to the iTunes App Store and search Thomas Timer and you'll find my app, and it's free, and that's going to make it a lot more convenient for you to do your interval timing workouts. That's right, you get to do awesome high intensity interval training for free using that app with some workouts, and that's all about convenience. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I hope you can take some lessons from my unfortunate experience, which for me, you know, I'm still pretty darn pissed at the robbers for what they did, and I know they're going to get caught because we got them on video. They made a few stupid moves, and fortunately for me, I reacted extremely fast, so fast that I was able to shut my credit cards down. I was able to get make sure that none of the charges they racked up on my credit cards actually went through, and now they've got the authorities, and they've got one of the largest retail chains after them. I mean, I would not want that kind of heat on my back if I were a robber. So, you know what? They're going to get theirs, and my life is going to just keep going. And guess what? I'm going to be better off now than I was before this incident happened. So one thing I got to say is maybe I needed this to happen. Who knows? Either way, I'm better off now. So how about that? And I want you to be better off too, no matter what. And the best time to be better off is right now. So I hope you invest in yourself. I hope you invest in your tools to make it easier and more doable to achieve the ultimate body on a 100% vegan diet. So I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. This is Thomas Tadlock. And oh, don't forget, get your free muscle-building vegan guide on veganmusclebook.com. And also, hit me up. I want to hear about your feedback. I want to know what other questions you might have. You can hit me up via email or Facebook or on our blog. And our blog is veganbodyrevolution.com. Facebook is facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And my email address is tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. This is Thomas Tadlock from Vegan Body Revolution. And I will catch you on the next podcast.